Hello. It's 11:41 a.m. I got up early. This isn't early. I was up earlier, as I did the past few days. Jacqueline had to go to work. She's writing on this show. It's like a and so I get up with her. We go to Starbucks. I walk to the subway. Then I come back home and I go back to sleep. And then I get up at 11:40, like I'm supposed to. Now, so how was that? Now let's get to the news. What's going on in the news? Cleveland woman reportedly stabs boyfriend after finding him naked on top of 12-year-old daughter, reports say. Well, that headline is disturbing. But it doesn't say who's the... Because this 12-year-old daughter doesn't say his or her or their. It, like, needs to be... We need to know if we also have incest in the mix here. Let me see if it's from her 12-year-old daughter. Yeah. Let's throw that. I don't know. That's because that's a long headline. So why don't you throw that her in that 12-year-old daughter reports say. I would even say her is more important than 12-year-old. But not saying the 12-year-old isn't important. I'm not saying child molestation or child rape isn't important. I'm saying incest is also important. Cause it's tough, but this is terrible. And I think... she shouldn't get in any trouble for stabbing him, right? I know you're not supposed to take the law in your own hands. But if it's going on, I think it's okay to stab him. But I guess that's probably illegal. Doesn't seem wrong, though, does it? Explosion in tube train at Parsons Green reported... of injuries on district line. Oh, yes, I saw this. I did see this when I got up early. That there was an explosion. A terrorist bomb went off in the fucking subway in London. Jesus. I don't think anybody was killed, though, which is fantastic. But some people were hurt. I, of course, hate ISIS. And if that's a problem for anybody... get out of here. But that's fucked up. Scary. Because I go on a subway all the time, every day. And there's no... I don't know why the London one is... That's at least the second time that I can think of off the top of my head that it's happened there. Michigan teacher accused of assaulting sixth grader who sat during Pledge of Allegiance. Ooh. Well, teacher, I don't know why you would hit a kid sitting during Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance it's kind of an odd practice, if you ask me. Every day, making every child stand, cover your heart, stare at the flag, recite the Pledge of Allegiance, right? And then let's play the national anthem. It's fucking... I'd have to do that in high school. My high school didn't do that because I went to like some private Quaker school due to my learning disabilities and such. But did it all throughout every other school. And it's fucking weird. And I think they make you do it in high school if you go to public school. And it's not like anti-America. It's just weird to pledge allegiance every day. What am I doing here? I'm gonna go pretend to learn and lie about my homework and get high in the bathroom. This isn't for the country. This isn't for America. You think I'm going to become a spy? It's an odd. It's odd. Yes, I like it here. I love it here. I think it's great. You're going to ask me every day throughout my childhood and any time I go to a baseball game? They don't even make you pledge allegiance to the baseball game. There's no adult reason to pledge allegiance to the flag. Maybe you do it. Do you even do it in the military? Because it does. It's a weird thing to do. I feel like in the military you would do something a little like higher up than that, you know. They play the national anthem and you salute the flag, maybe. It's an odd thing. But I guess this kid didn't want to do it, and the teacher's like, "You hate America." He's like, "No, I just don't want to. I'm mad about something. I'm trying to protest." And I don't know. Maybe the kid's lying, and he didn't get assaulted. That's also possible. I don't know. Just think it's a weird thing to get upset about. Some people it's a weird kind of patriotism, where if somebody says, "Hey, I don't like a thing," and you're like, "I shut up." It's not really patriotism to me. Excuse me. Okay. But I understand that some people, that is patriotism, is that everything is embodied in a flag or the national anthem. And if you're at a... I remember I got yelled at for walking in the hall during the national anthem when I was a kid. Didn't realize you had to stop. You're like, "Stop! Stop!" I'm like, "What? It's a national anthem." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I'm enjoying it. I'm not yelling out, you know, something bad. I'm not like, shut up the national anthem. No. I'm just walking." Can't we multitask and I could be patriotic and I can go to class. I'm late. In the homeroom, which is not even a class. I don't know how you can be late to sit. You could be for them to for the Pledge of Allegiance National Anthem. That's all a homeroom is. Got to go there to do that, and then start school. Stupid. We could have cut that all out. We were all sleeping an extra 20 minutes. No. I got a homeroom. North Korea fires missile from Pyongyang. I'm not sure how you say the name. But that's not cool. I don't trust this North Korea. I guess nothing happened. Teen sends dick pic to 22-year-old woman. Now he's a child pornographer. What? How does that work? Teen sends... I guess because she had it. 17-year-old sent a picture of his own erect penis to a 22-year-old woman. Situation where... both the perpetrator and the victim of the crime and the state law gray should face up to 10 years in prison for the conviction. Jesus fucking Christ. So he sends his own dick, and now he can get 10 years. All right. That's why I don't send dick. Well, I'm also of age. But don't send dick pics, kids, because they're going to lock you up. And it's, if you take a picture of your dick at all, you, as a child, say, "Hey, I took a picture of my dick," going to jail. It's a penis. You're in trouble. Maybe if it's flaccid, it's okay. Fucking Puritan assholes. Former St. Louis. Hey, St. Louis. Officer Jason Stockley found not guilty in murder case. Well, I guess he is happy and maybe not the person who was... Well, who knows what happened. I'm not going to read details of the case. Let's do one last thing and get out of here. Snow leopard no longer endangered. Now, there's good news. Yay, snow leopards. You did it. You done fucked yourself out of endangered species status. Now we're going to hunt you again. Sorry. Hunt and eat some snow leopard today. No, don't do that. Let's leave them alone. Cool. All right. This wasn't a great episode, but it's over. See you tomorrow. We love you.